Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you will get all the sex information you need to have the best sex ever. And if you become a Friends with Benefits member, you get our shows. We're doing 3 to 4 shows a week. You get them all. This is our free Friday show. Everyone, enjoy. And that's what's going on. Today's show, we are going to be talking about porn, pornophobia. There's a lot of that's been written and talked about porn lately. So many aspects of it, like a lot of men want to know, do I have a problem with porn? They hide it from their girlfriends. They hide it from their lovers. Sometimes women have issues with porn. So we're going to discuss all these issues. We're going to give you tips on how to maybe incorporate porn into your relationship and how to some of the best videos out there and just all about porn, porn stats. It's really interesting. Even though, Menace, do you watch porn? You said you do. You don't?
No, I'm not really into porn.
Right. You're like the one guy on the planet.
Yeah, because I just want to actually do the act. I don't need to watch
right.
it.
Right. Well, we're going to talk about the psychology behind porn. So a lot of people have, like, their sexual fantasies come from, like, early childhood things that have happened to them. And so we're going to get into all that. It's really interesting.
I did see my first porno when I was, like, 6 years old.
How was that for you?
I always talk about this on the show. The weird thing about it, even at six, I kind of knew what they were doing. I don't know why it was. But
oh, that's right. Like, it made sense to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think I saw my first porn like at a friend. I did when I was like 12. We like, you know, plugged into the DVD in or like a VCR or something. And it was it was hot. I remember watching with my girlfriend when I was 12 and getting turned on, but not really knowing why. But yeah. It was hot to watch porn. Everyone's parents had like one porn DVD like lying around.
The best part is when you are a teenager, though, trying to watch scrambled porn with your friends. You're like, dude, I think I saw a boob. That was
right,
awesome.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And then now porn, you know, the proliferation of it, it's like everyone's, I mean, it seems like people are watching porn more and more, and there's like issues that come up in relationships about it. Have you ever had any women who were like, you watch porn, I'm out of here?
No. Okay, I think it's good. It's more mainstream now that no one really cares.
I think a lot of women care. I think there's a lot of women. We've got tons of emails from people who are like, my boyfriend watches porn. Does that mean that he wants me to look like the porn star and act like the porn star? Or they're threatened by it.
Yes.
They're like, our sex life isn't good enough. So is that why you're watching porn? And none of this is true. So we're going to get into that. I also have to talk about something very, very important.
And that is?
We are launching on Monday the Sex with Emily Spread the Love Valentine's Day contest. And so my entire office, I had to get a new cabinet because we have this new storage cabinet in my office because we have so many toys and so many products coming in. We are giving away thousands of dollars worth of sex paraphernalia, toys, DVDs, lotions, creams, everything you can
rubber
imagine.
Rubber suits.
Rubber suits, whatever you want. And so all you got to do is check out our site, and you have to, we'll have information on our website about it, but you just got to follow us on Twitter, which is Sex with Emily, and Facebook, Sex with Emily. And the more you retweet our post between February 1st and the 14th, you're entered to win. So every time you retweet something, you're entered to win. And same, every time you share something on Facebook, you're entered to win. And we're just giving away amazing stuff. We're giving away prizes from Jimmy Jane. Like, they make the most amazing, beautiful sex toys. We've got Anthony's skincare lines giving stuff for men. And just a ton more. It's going to be exciting. And we'll list all the sponsors and all the stuff you can win. And copies of my book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. And it's Valentine's Day. And then our Valentine's Day shows, like the weeks leading up to Valentine's Day, we're going to have lots of great guests on the show, useful tips. If you're single on Valentine's Day, if you're coupled on Valentine's Day, you know, positions, different things you can try. It's going to be a Valentine's Day smorgasbord.
Cool. I did 10 Valentine's Day ideas already on my site. But
you did?
You don't have to go to my site. I'll send it to you.
Just email me. We'll read them. I'm getting so much email because I get like pitched on all these Valentine's. So there's a lot to talk about Valentine's Day. So you got to check it out and you got to enter our contest and you got to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. Do that now. Thank you very much. We have a new poll on the site. What is your G-spot experience? A, I'm questioning its existence. B, it's a in the blue moon type of occurrence. C, it's work but worth the effort. And D, I'm questioning its existence. So, that's done there twice. Okay, whatever. There's three of them. Three choices. Because the G-spot is this elusive thing, and this is for men, and women can answer that. Like, have men ever, like, tried to find the G-spot on a woman? Have women found the G-spot? So that's what we got for you. So what are you up to this weekend? Anything smashing and exciting?
I'm going to go to Macworld for a little bit.
Cool.
Here in San Francisco, California. They have, you know, it's basically, think about maybe over in the Midwest, there's Lollapalooza Music Festival.
Right.
And then here, California, in Southern California, they have Coachella. But this is basically the Coachella or Lollapalooza for
exactly.
The nerds of the Mac-loving world.
Right.
And I'm probably going to go check that out for a little bit and maybe see a movie or two.
Love it. Okay. Yeah. I know, Macworld, it's going to be sad that it's the first year that Steve Jobs won't be giving the keynote, because I went a few years ago and he gave the keynote.
Yeah, well, Mac is kind of Apple has kind of parted ways with the whole event, and they just have their
really?
Own event.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, because it used to be like a whole. I was there when he introduced the iPad, which was really exciting.
That's cool.
I was like in the front row. I spoke on a panel, and I really would like to do that again because they gave me like thousands of dollars worth of swag.
Nice.
Like they gave me literally a duffel bag on wheels filled with free stuff, Mac stuff.
That's amazing.
I know. I have to say, it was like a highlight. It was like awesome. I really loved it. So this weekend, we're going to be recording a show that everyone's going to hear next week on Friday with Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I'm so excited.
So excited. And she's got a new sex toy line out called Bedroom Candy. And so we're going to interview her, and then we're also going to go to a launch that she's doing for Good Vibrations, a new Good Vibrations store, which is an amazing sex toy store here in San Francisco. She's doing a launch of their new opening, Oakland, so we're all going to go. We're going to shoot some videos of it so everyone can check it out on our website. It's going to be fun. So that is what I'm going to do, and then I'm really getting excited for our big party on Tuesday night.
Oh,
at my house with all the interns. You got to write this shit down.
I'll be there.
You'll be there. You got to be there. If you're not there, it's not really a party.
I know.
And then what else am I doing? I got a friend's birthday party.
Yeah.
Hopefully have some sex at some point.
Uh-huh.
Don't really know.
I took the other day, here's some news I'll share with you.
Uh-oh.
Took one of the interns to Pixar
yes?
the other day, hero of the show. And Facebook, I want to tell everybody else, Facebook has changed their layouts. So you guys need to check every time that they do that, because they will change your settings on
it.
And I change my settings always because I don't like people checking me into places.
Right.
Because once they check you into somewhere, it will share that with everybody on your friends list.
Right.
I just don't like it.
I don't want people to know my biz and where I'm at. Right.
I like to check in when I like to check in.
Right.
And she checked me in. And then all these girls, because it says,
with Lauren
is hanging out with White Menace at Pixar. And then I got like so much crap from girls like the next day. Oh, who's this girl you're hanging out with and blah, blah, blah.
You're like, this is why. Did you change your new Facebook setting to the timeline? Is that what happened?
Yeah, the new
timeline thing.
They automatically did it. They automatically changed it.
Oh, I haven't been to my Facebook page yet today.
Yeah.
So you were pissed. But all your girls were jealous, is what you're saying,
yeah.
that you're with another girl. How many women are you stringing along right now?
I would say about 15.
Really? So you
no,
got 15.
No. I'm
I believe totally it.
But it, I mean, there's...
Call me a player because I don't want to put my relationship status on Facebook. You don't want to be checked in with a girl because all your other girls are going to get upset. True or not true?
Not true, because people just make it... why do I always try to say that word? I can't do
assumptions?
It. Yeah, people always think that, you know? They always... Their mind starts wondering, like, oh, who's this girl he's hanging out with? And it's... I was just an intern that wanted
they
to
need
go
more
to
things to do with their time. Exactly. Well, she had an amazing time. That was so nice. I think you need to take all the other interns too, and myself.
I knew once that happened, I was like, oh, here we go.
I want to go.
Because all the other interns started commenting how they want to go now.
They do.
Now I got to take them one by one.
Yeah, it'd be fun. You can only bring one person. That you bring two. Pixar, amazing, weren't they? No, no pressure. Okay, yeah. I won't ask you to go. How's that? And people, you can call and leave us a message at any time at 415-992-7392. We might answer your questions on the air and play your email. So if you got question, play your message. So you can call that up, that number, 415-992-7392. Leave a message and we will answer. Just as today's show, we're going to be answering the emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Also in the emails, please tell us how you listen to the show and where you're from. And if you don't want to use your real name, just make up a fake name, whatever. But
okay,
we like hearing, you know, oh, I'm from Tennessee and I listen through iTunes. Or
exactly.
I listen
through
Stitcher.
Want to know how you listen through Stitcher. Stitcher Radio, or it's Stitcher right now?
Yeah. Stitcher is an app that you can download for your smartphone. It's totally free and you can listen to the show via a streaming podcast.
Right.
But right now we're on SiriusXM.
SiriusXM Extreme Talk 165.
And not to call you out, and it's not going to upset the SiriusXM people, but... When you tweet, I know you're new to tweeting, you keep on tweeting at Satellite Radio. That's not their name.
No, I do both of them. I do Satellite Radio, and then I do Extreme Talk 165.
No. You need to do Sirius, XM, and Extreme.
Okay.
Talk.
So it used to not be that. Whatever. Okay, thanks for correcting my tweet.
But no,
I'm new to tweeting. I'm not that new.
Look, I'm not saying that to you. I'm just saying to the listeners, too, if they want to follow Satellite Radio, it's Satellite XM.
Okay, got it. I'll remember
Sirius
that next
XM,
time.
Sorry. Okay, now I'm
whatever,
confused.
Whatever. Got it. Okay. So also one more thing I've just mentioned is that I did mention this briefly, but like if Valentine's Day is coming up and we are hopefully going to be able to provide you, if you win our contest, we're going to have a lot of winners because we have just like so many products to give away. But I just have to mention JimmyJane.com because they do make the most beautiful sex products, sex toys, toys for couples. JimmyJane.com, if you use Emily25 at checkout, you get $25 off your purchases over $100 or more. And they've got this amazing new feature, the Gift Wizard, because I think people are kind of scrambling now.
Yeah.
And the Gift Wizard tells you who – you have to tell them who the gift is for, your price range, and the level of naughty versus nice. And they help you go shopping. So check out Jimmy Jane ASAP. And then I've got – yeah.
Yeah, we love Jimmy Jane. Can I talk about Adam and Eve again?
Yeah.
Adam and Eve is – everywhere.
I know.
I was checking out another show on Stitcher the other day, and I click on it, and they're broadcasting from the Adam and Eve Lounge in Hollywood.
No way. Who was? Just some podcaster?
Some podcast.
Yeah, adamandeve.com. We're going to be talking about them in a little bit with porn because they have some amazing porn DVDs for people.
What the hell, Adam and Eve? We want to be at the Adam and Eve Lounge
okay,
in Hollywood.
Okay, I'll email them. I'll email Adam
Come
and Eve.
On.
I didn't even know that they had a lounge in Hollywood. I just know they sent, you know, they're our sponsors, but we don't know. We didn't know about the lounge. I'm
we
so
need
sorry.
To be more, we need to be better friends with them.
Okay.
Because they're doing so much stuff. We want to be a part of it.
Okay. I got you. We will talk to them about that. Yeah, that's good news. So, yeah, they're all over the place and they're all over us. So we are going to talk about this when we get into porn. Like I said, our show today is about porn. We're going to get a little bit into, you know, if you are a guy who watches a lot of porn and your girlfriend has an issue with it, there are DVDs. For couples. Porn for couples. Yes, there's more of a plot line and it might be more female friendly, but there's porn that you can watch together and you can get it at Adam and Eve. If you do want to buy anything at Adam and Eve, use coupon code Emily at checkout and you get 50% off most items. You get the free Kim Kardashian DVD, all this stuff. So we've got some sex in the news.
What is going on in
okay,
the news?
Okay, were you going to say something?
Well, I wanted to share one more quick story.
Oh, please go ahead, Menace. Share a story.
We went to the intern that I took to Pixar.
Lauren. You can say her name. She's
Lauren.
Been on the show before.
We took her there and watched The Iron Lady. It's about Margaret Thatcher. And I want you to watch the movie because I want to see what your reaction would be
about
it. Because I know you don't believe in love. So the whole...
Oh, please, Menace. That is so bad to say that I don't believe in love. I'm all about love. Uh-huh.
But the movie was so cute and cool because it was all about, you know, this very powerful woman and, you know, how she wanted to come up. And her husband was, like, supportive the entire time. And he was funny and cool and...
Was it a documentary?
No, it was...
fictionalized about her life.
Yeah, about her life.
I want to see it. Can I see it now in theaters?
It's called The Iron Lady, yes.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it. Okay.
You definitely should see it because it's kind of a love story and about her life.
Okay. I love Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
She's an amazing woman.
It was all about marriage, the entire course of marriage.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah. She didn't get divorced. Good. She's a strong, powerful woman who did not leave her husband.
Yeah.
But he was powerful too, probably, right?
No,
his theory is that a woman gets powerful and dumps her person.
I'm talking about in Hollywood.
Hollywood. Oh, okay. It's not Hollywood. You're right. I will check it out.
What
is it? Iron Lady?
Yeah.
Okay. You should have taken me.
Just I know.
Okay. This is our Sex in the News. Miley Cyrus loves a big cake. Miley Cyrus celebrated her boyfriend Liam's birthday last night by getting personal with his birthday cake that was in the shape that would make most men feel inadequate. Apparently, it was a large penis. The massive phallic cake was rolled out Saturday night at Club Icon in downtown L.A., and the 19-year-old Miley quickly went in for a long photo op of her in sexually compromising poses. Now, what is she doing? You can see these pictures of her online, of her, like, her mouth agape, like, right by the cake, like she's about to eat this big penis-shaped cake. She's 19.
She's legal.
I know.
She can do that if she wants to.
She keeps doing stuff that's just like, she's trying to protect her image and all this stuff. And then there's like, on her birthday, she got a Bob Marley cake. Do you remember this? She got a Bob Marley cake. And she's like, you know you're a stoner when your friends buy you Bob Marley cake. And then she was only kidding. But I wonder if she's a stoner who likes large penises. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Well, two questions. One, why is she getting her boyfriend a penis cake?
That's kind of a bachelorette party thing.
And then...
That's bizarre. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
Like, why guys don't want to look at other penises unless it's their own.
I don't want a penis cake. Get me a vulva cake.
I'll get you a vulva cake. I'll get you a big fat vagina cake.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, exactly. That is bizarre. Because I feel like men have an aversion to penises that are not their own. They don't want to see them. Yeah. They don't want to look at them. They don't want to watch porn. You want to hear about them? You don't want to hear about the guy I dated with the large schlong. Like, you don't want to hear it. So that is bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay, that's bizarre on many levels.
And then I didn't even get to see the cake because it was blurred out on TMZ.com, which I...
The penis cake?
Yeah, it was surprising to me.
That is surprising. Yeah. Didn't know that. Okay, well, we saw it, and she had her mouth agape and, you know, around the penis. Okay, Kristen Cavallari's pregnancy was an accident, which is not a surprise. If you were surprised to hear that the Hills star Kristen Cavallari was pregnant with Jay Cutler's baby, you're not the only one. The couple was shocked by the news.
Oh, my God, I got pregnant by a millionaire. My life is ruined.
Is he a millionaire?
Yeah, he's a pro football player.
Oh, right. Jay and Kristen announced they were with child following a crazy few months where they broke off their engagement only to announce it was back on. So it's obvious. What is she, like 25? She got pregnant and they just got back together 5 minutes ago? Not a surprise that it was a surprise, but it was an accident. But they're going to go for it, which I think is a mistake, first of all. Let me tell you why on many levels. Because they broke up. They got back together. They broke up. They got back together. They get back together. She gets pregnant. Oh, my God, this is going to save our marriage. Big mistake. Anyone who has a baby, it's going to save our relationship. So anybody who has a baby thinking that it's going to save their relationship, not a good idea. That's not going to save it.
I mean, it is a good retirement plan for her.
That's true. He is $1 million. He's a millionaire. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Didn't think about that either. Okay, Jimmy Fallon claims he's into female domination at work. He likes being bossed around by women and tries to surround himself with an all-female stage crew. That's the claim of a fired staffer who's suing him, Jimmy, and NBC Universal for discrimination. The employee accuses Fallon of gender bias and says he wasn't the only victim. Other male staffers claim they were replaced by less qualified women. The employee says Jimmy's director told him Jimmy just prefers to take directions from a woman. How do you feel about that? I think that's true. I think there's a lot of men like that. But a lot of men actually, there are men like that. But I think typically men don't like taking direction from other women because it makes them feel inferior.
Yeah. I mean, mostly all the staff that I work with is 90% women.
Yeah. So you take a lot of men.
Yeah, like all my interns will be women. And
do they dominate you? Is it hot?
No, they don't daunt me. They listen, and they're more detail oriented
than men. Yeah, that's true. And I have all women in our office, but we interviewed a new male intern today that we might hire. We were thinking about that. Get some more testosterone around the office.
Why? I'm not enough? Jesus.
No, you're not enough because you're not in our office every day.
Okay.
Okay, Steven Tyler promised me I'd go to Hollywood. The scantily clad girl who got booted from American Idol is pissed at Steven Tyler. She claims he approved of her skimpy outfit before audition, saying, damn, you already won the thing. Jennifer Dealey was dismissed Sunday night after attempting two songs, and she tells us she was thrown off because she hadn't rehearsed either song and was forced by producers to pick from a list of flirty songs. She's mostly ticked at Steven, though. She says he loved her barely there tube top and booty shorts 10 minutes before she sang, but then sat silently and ridiculed her for it. So he was like, hey, baby, you look hot. You basically won. And then he was like, "That I can't believe you wore that scantily clad outfit." That pissed me off.
The producers were probably telling them what to say.
Exactly. That's they all. Always do that. It's just that kind of show, right? I don't know. I never got into American Idol.
Me neither.
No, wasn't your thing.
No, I can't sit through all that stuff.
No, me neither. And I don't really care.
Yeah, it's a bunch of people I don't care about.
Exactly. Are you watching TV this weekend? Anything coming up?
I don't know if it's a season finale of the Kardashians or I gotta check.
I thought it was just starting again.
Chloe and Lamar is coming up, and Ice Loves Coco is coming up too. I just got an email. They want me to do commercials for it.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Oh, that's so cool. What is Ice Loves Coco?
It's Ice-T,
right?
And his wife.
Okay.
And it's entertaining.
Everyone's got a friggin' reality show.
But I love Chloe and Lamar.
Yeah, and she just got a radio show in Dallas.
Oh, it's in Dallas?
They moved to Dallas. So
she had one in Miami.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah, she...
I even knew that.
She... I think her and Scott, the boyfriend of the other sister,
right,
kind of make the show.
Who does? Chloe and Scott?
Chloe
really?
And Scott.
He's come around. He was just a tool earlier.
Yeah, everyone hated Scott. But
then he stopped drinking.
Not that. I mean, Chris came in. Chris Humphreys came in, and then he just became the
star.
Yeah, everyone took their focus off Scott, and then just like
and you actually
Chris.
Like Scott now. You think he's an interesting character?
Yeah, I don't think I ever like disliked him. I think he is definitely American Psycho.
What do you mean?
Have you ever
like
seen
him?
The movie American Psycho? Apparently, what I've heard secondhand that's his idol is American Psycho.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that's
so
too much information. That's
scary.
Not good. But he was kind of like not great with her on the show early on. He was kind of a jerk. Remember, the family didn't like him. He didn't have a job.
Yeah, but I don't think his tone has changed at all.
Oh,
I think he's definitely learned that he can't act up. But
right.
I don't think.
I think he stopped drinking. I think he's in AA and he stopped drinking. And that's what happened.
No, they show him drinking and partying on the
really?
Show.
Really? I don't think he's been drinking lately. Okay, whatever.
He doesn't drink as much. And
that's
he doesn't
good.
Drink around his lady.
Good.
So.
Good. Alcohol.
But he was,
killer
they showed him wasted in Toronto with Chris Humphreys.
Oh.
And he was like going through the basement of some club and he like peed in a trash can.
Oh, that's
something
nice.
That I would do totally.
That, honey, that is something that you've done. And when you peed in the phone booth at Disneyland. I love that story. Okay.
I'm going back too.
You're going
everybody
back to Disneyland.
At the end
when
of February.
End of February.
I'll be
okay.
there.
Cool. Should we get into some emails? What do you think?
Yeah,
because we
from
love
the people.
So everyone, you can email us feedback@sexwithemily.com, and you can also just go to the Ask Emily on sexwithemily.com, and we'll answer your questions. Mm-hmm. Yes,
I do have a piece of news today.
Uh-huh. Give it to me.
I like looking up today in history. So two things today in history.
Good,
happened.
That's good. I like this.
Rockefeller, the vice president, that was uh-huh. the vice president. He died while having sex with his research assistant.
Seriously?
She was like his 25-year-old research assistant.
When was this? Like,
this was in like the 60s.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he died during that.
Oh my God. That would have been a huge scandal.
Yeah. And then the other news story that I have, but it's not sexually related, a town in Japan was attacked by monkeys and 26 people were injured in 1998.
Really?
Yeah, just dumb facts.
That's
I like to
dumb
look up.
Facts. Didn't know that. Yeah. That's good to know. Okay.
But big ups to Rockefeller for, you know,
who
going
isn't
out
banging
with a
their assistant? I mean, seriously, how many legislators bang their assistants?
Yeah.
So many of them.
They call her like the Monica Lewinsky of her time. And then it led me to read up on Monica Lewinsky, who's looking pretty hot lately.
Is she?
Yeah.
She lose a lot of weight or something?
Yeah, she looks... Yeah, they got some hot photos of her online.
What's
stuff.
She doing? Is she still living off the Clinton?
No, she's married and has a kid.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I always wondered what happened to her. Good to know. Okay. Dear Emily, love the show, and I've been a listener for 3 years now. I'm getting married in a couple weeks to my wonderful fiancé, but sadly, our sex life has nearly died. This is the reason I subscribed to your show, but despite all the great advice, nothing has taken with her. We've been together 9 years, and the only thing I change about our relationship is our sex life. We have sex maybe once a month. Neither of us are on any medications. We don't have children, and we both work jobs that aren't too demanding. We've discussed this at length many times with each other because, as you say, communication is a lubrication. The discussions have been non-blame, non-confrontational, and totally open-minded. A few years ago, we had to spend 18 months in a long-distance relationship and never saw each other once. We both remained faithful for that entire time we were apart. My fiancé thinks that she learned to live without sex for that time, and since that, she just hasn't had the same libido. We tried the 30-day sex challenge, but this only lasted 9 days before she lost interest. She isn't keen on sex toys or porn, so I need some advice, please. How can I reignite the spark? Keep up the great work, Kieran in New Zealand. Okay. This is a heavy one because I'm like everything I was thinking. I'm like, well, is she on meds? He's like, she's not on meds. She's not whatever. She got a low libido. I would say the first thing is that she should still get checked out by a doctor. You never know what is going on with her because if she has a low libido, it could be a lot of things. Maybe she is more stressed than she realizes. She could have something other, you know, hormones, or there could be something going on there. So I would say, because it's just not normal that she can't live without sex for 18 months. I mean, some people feel that way, and that might be a psychological thing that she's decided, but I just still think get checked out by a doctor. And the 30-day sex challenge he's referring to is what I always tell couples to do is to, if your sex life is not so great right now and you're thinking I'd like to spice it up or I'd like to get kickstarted back into action again, I recommend that couples have sex every single day for 30 days, no matter what. And it can be foreplay one of the times. It doesn't have to be like intercourse. But what this does is it gets you guys connecting again on an intimate level, and it can really heighten your sex life. And you realize that you're like, oh, I'm so tired. I don't want to have sex. But you start doing it because you have to do it. You're like, it's Wednesday. We have to have sex tonight. It's on our schedule. And once you start doing it, you become more into it again. And then it starts to become part of your habit and your routine again. And you like get it back. It's like going to the gym. It's like the first few times I go back to the gym, I'm like, oh, I hate this. It's hard. And like day four, you're like, oh, I'm into it. I look forward to going to the gym. So then you're going to start looking forward to sex. But this didn't work for them either. So I have to, and she doesn't like it. So I want to know what was sex like? How is she orgasmic? Does she ever take pleasure from sex? Does she masturbate on her own? I'd like to know that. And I would say that for women, maybe she needs to feel more romance and passion without intercourse first. So make her feel sexy without being obvious. Like you could do things for her that might, you know, give her massages. I mean, I don't know what she needs, but if you say that you guys are having straightforward discussions, are you talking about fantasies? Does she have any sexual fantasies that turn her on? Maybe there are things that you could do in the bedroom that would excite her. You know, again, romanticize, you know, do romantic things for her. Valentine's Day is coming up. But it sounds to me, again, the most important thing is this low libido and she doesn't think she needs sex anymore. So I would say go to a doctor. Or you can also go to, she should just get a checkup by a physical, but also go to you can always go to a sex therapist. Like seriously, sex therapists are amazing. They can sit and talk to you about what's going on. They can see her individually. They can see you as a couple. I'm sure you can find one in New Zealand. In fact, I actually know one in New Zealand I can recommend to you. It's a great thing to do. You only have to go a few times. It's not a major commitment. So that's what I think.
Also, it's nothing that a bottle of tequila can't fix. You know what I'm saying?
They might not be drinkers.
Just crack it open. See what happens.
Menace's response for everything. Alcohol.
What?
It's not necessarily, maybe they're not drinkers. I'm concerned that she says that she lives without sex. Like, and he's like, they've been together 9 years.
If she doesn't have sex and she doesn't drink, then you shouldn't hang out together. Dumper.
Well, I think the sex, because when couples, this is my problem, when couples are like, everything's great, everything's amazing, we like this, we like that, but our sex life sucks. It's like, that is not something to put on the back burner, because when couples are not connecting sexually, they're going to start not connecting in other ways. So right now, it's just like, oh, we don't have sex, but everything's great. It's going to permeate your relationship if you are not like swapping fluids, exchanging hormones. Like, I mean, your hormones aren't raging, you're not having these intimate moments. It's going to be a problem.
No fellatio. So I wouldn't get married.
Yeah, he's not getting fellatio. Yeah. Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like it at all. So I'm a little concerned, Kieran. I wouldn't rush into this marriage until you work on the sex thing. Don't downplay it.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. I just had lunch with a friend yesterday who actually is having the same exact issue with her boyfriend, though. He is a low libido. He doesn't want to have sex. He hasn't ever had great sex. He says he doesn't really think about sex. He never masturbates, but everything else is great. And they live together. And she's like, but I don't know what to do. And she's really kinky and wild. And she keeps trying all these things.
And then she talks to her friends. And then her friends say, oh, he must be cheating on you.
No,
I love that.
No. Not at all. That. They're like a super great couple that I adore. And this is their only issue. So I actually recommended a really good sex therapist for them to go talk to because she's tried to bring in porn. She's tried to do all these things. And it's usually with men, you don't hear that. I mean, it happens with men and women. So she said he got checked out and the doctor gave him some testosterone cream to rub on every morning. And then that's supposed to help. But then I said, if the other things are just like, go see a sex therapist if the other things don't improve. So it is a big deal. You got to take care of it. Cause she was like, oh, it's okay. And I'm like, well, but she knew it really wasn't.
Mm-hmm. And you got to eat the peach. Which,
eat the peach?
My friend sent me a G-chat today before the show. He was listening. He works at a .com. Big shout out to Heartsy. It's basically Groupon for Etsy.
Okay.
And he's like, you got to eat the peach. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And he was listening to the Sex with Emily show.
Oh, okay.
And I'm basically, you know.
Talking about oral sex?
Yeah, you got to go down on your lady.
Like it's a peach. And you don't mind getting the juice all over your face and it drips down your face and you get your mouth in there like it's a peach. You eat it like a peach.
And then I sent a G-chat back and I go, yeah, but about for 30 seconds, and you call it a day.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Don't even bother for 30 seconds. Seriously, most women, it takes between 10 and 12 minutes to orgasm. An hour and a half would be nice, but even you need definitely 15 minutes. I think 15 minutes is like between 10 and 15 minutes is the minimum. 5 minutes, don't waste my time. Because it takes us a while to get warmed up. You know this, Menace. Okay. Hey, Emily, I was wondering if you've ever done a show on sex and astrology. I'm a Scorpio woman, and my sex life definitely represents that. What are you and Menace's signs? Michelle from Baltimore. Years ago, we did a show on sex and astrology. We haven't done one lately. We could do one on that. And there's so much out there about, like, different signs. And actually, Scorpios are supposed to be the most sexual sign. So when she says her sex life definitely represents that means that she's probably super sexual. So what's your sign?
I am a Scorpio.
Oh, my God. That's such a shock because you don't seem to be that crazy sex person.
On the down low.
Are you a Scorpio on the cusp? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. The first week, October 28th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Menace, this is so confusing to me.
What are you?
I'm shocked that you're a Scorpio. I don't even know that. I can't believe
it. I'm very loyal is what I am.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be sex crazed and you're not.
I am, but I'm just not sex crazed like you are where I'm going to orgy parties and stuff.
I don't
like
go
that.
To orgy parties all the time. I just get invited to them. I'm a Gemini.
Okay.
And I don't know what that means. I actually haven't looked into what it means for me sexually that much, but I know what it means to be a Gemini. It means that we are flighty, a little flighty and flirty, and we know a lot about a lot of different things, and we're very social creatures, and we have very short attention spans, so we constantly need to bring a lot of stuff into our environment to stimulate us.
Expands you to the T.
I think I'm a Gemini, and we're the twin signs, like dual personalities. Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be with? Because I heard I'm supposed to be with the Cancer.
Oh, that's like July. Yeah, see, I love books like this. There's actually a book that I used to always read called Sex. We read this in college. It was like the love signs or something, and it's called Love Signs. And you could look up it's like a Bible, and you could look up the compatibility of you, and it would be like Cancer man, Cancer woman, and it would say who you should be with. But even if you were just dating a Cancer, you could like flip through like Cancers are like in bed, and what Cancers and Geminis are like together. I love that. I still have it. I should bring it in.
But did you find out who you're supposed to be with?
No, I can't remember now. I can't remember. I don't think that it was this book I had wasn't like maybe it did mention in the back like you would be more compatible with, but I don't really believe that stuff. I liked when it talked about Gemini woman and Cancer man, Gemini and Scorpio, Gemini and like it does it for every sign, and you're like, oh, that's interesting. And then I used to always religiously read the book when I was dating a guy and be like, oh, he really is like that or he's like that. But anyway, we haven't done it lately, and we could. I know a lot of sex astrologists we could have on the show.
Do you think that it's real?
You know, I think some of it is real. I've had like my charts done, and you could always find some I mean, I don't believe your daily horoscopes are definitely like real. Like every Gemini and I are going to have the same kind of day. Like, I don't believe that. But I do believe that there is some truth to the day you're born and the time you're born and where the planets were and all that stuff. I mean, I have a lot of, we live in Northern California. Hey, so I kind of feel like I do believe in some of it, but I don't really follow it that much.
I definitely
it's more for entertainment.
Believe that it can affect because, you know, the gravitational pull from the moon affects the waves and our bodies are made of water. And I do believe, you know, people can go crazy when there's a full moon.
That's
and the
true.
Moon was like super. Did you see
last
night?
Yeah, the moon last night. It was like a sliver.
It was like super close though.
Yeah, it was. You're right. I was thinking that.
I felt like I can reach out and touch it.
Reach out and touch it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do believe in some of it, but I don't study it enough to be like, yes, yes, yes. But I like it. I find it fascinating. I do. Mm-hmm. And I think we all are looking for the answers. So it's just like another avenue to be like, oh, yeah, this is why I am the way I am. We all want to understand ourselves better.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. It's funny because like you could lie to somebody and say, oh, you're this and then read off all the traits and they're like, oh, yeah, I am like that, you know? I don't know.
Yeah,
I think people
I know.
Look to see that.
Right. They want to be like defined and understand who they are. I get it. So last night when I was driving to see the moon, I saw the moon. I had a really great dinner last night, a work dinner I just want to mention it real quickly, like this new product line that I'm working on, which is going to launch in the summer, mm-hmm. but going to be some cool stuff that
it's
I'm launching. Penis cream, ball. Well, one of the things is going to be for men's balls. So men's
Are
balls.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. No, I know. I can't believe you said that because it's true. So there's like this ball stuff that can make like it's like talc that like helps mm-hmm. men. Like I guess your balls get kind of sweaty or uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't have balls, so I don't know.
It does happen.
But it's this lotion. So we're making this really cool lotion. We're making a massage. I'm working with mm-hmm. Anthony's Logistics for Men. And it's a great skincare line. And we're going to do a massage candle, a lube. Because I believe that lubricant is like so important for sex that you need to have lube on your nightstand. And that lube is not when you're dry, not when there's a problem, that you should always use lube. Because it enhances the experience for women and for men, I think. Don't you? I mean, do you use lube?
It depends on the girl that I'm with because there's lube girls and then there's non-lube
girls.
Yeah.
I think everyone is a lube girl if they knew it. So anyway, I'm
but
talked
it's good
about
that you're doing the ball thing though, real quick.
Yeah.
Because I did come up with a term for that.
Okay.
It's called SPS.
What's that?
Sweaty ball syndrome.
Really?
Because, yeah. Guys get sweaty balls.
I know.
Man.
And I'm going to create a cream that is going to change your sweaty ball life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a little tip, fellas. If you trim the hair down there, your penis looks better, bigger.
And bigger.
Bigger
yeah,
and
I think
better.
We all got that. How's that going for you? No, it's true.
I
it
haven't
does
trimmed
look bigger.
In a while.
You haven't trimmed?
I need to make it look like it grew.
Yeah, you should do that. Okay, we've got another email here. Emily was just wondering, what is your take on age gaps in relationships and how much of a gap might be too much? Thanks. Liz, she's a premium Friends with Benefits member. You know, if you want to be a Friends with Benefits member, just real quick, you can go to our website, sign up. We will answer your emails first. You get a lot of perks and benefits. You get three to four shows a week, and we support the show, so we appreciate that. So she's a premium member. She wants to know what are age gaps in relationships. Okay, I think that age gaps, some relationships work, some don't. Like, I hate to say this, some blanket statement, but I'd say, like, what do I think is too much? I mean, I wish she gave me an example here of what she's dealing with because obviously she's in it. But I would say 10 years is okay, split between men and women. But, like, mm-hmm. once you get over 10, it's like 12 years or 15 years or 16 years, I think that can be too much maybe. You're, like, in different decades.
Yeah.
You're, like, in different you, like, grew up in different – what's not decades, but you know what I mean? Like, you have different
– Time periods
that you're – no, but, like, you have, like, different social –
The slang's different. Yeah.
Everything's different. But I just think it's a huge challenge. Like a woman dating a younger man. Like I know my friend was doing that for a while. She was dating a guy 16 years younger. And she was like, I know I'm hot now, but like when I'm whatever, you know, she was like 35 and he was like 24. They're 11 years, 24. Mm-hmm. She's like, then I'm going to be like 50 and he's only going to be like 38. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen? You know, so it's like I do think that it's challenging because of the age, because of different points in your life. Like when you're in your 20s, it's like a very specific time when you're like still exploring yourself. I mean, still why I think people shouldn't get married under the age of 30 is because like in your 20s, you're exploring, you're learning, you're trying to figure out who you are. Like it's a hard to be with. If you're with someone older who's already established, I just think that would be harder to be with someone like that.
That's why I don't date anybody older than me.
Really? Never?
Because they're established and I don't know. They're no matter how many times you tell me it's not true, a large majority of them, it's like they're ready to get locked down
right.
and do serious grown-up things. You know?
And you're not there yet.
I'm not there.
Exactly.
So I usually date somebody that's like 3 or 4 years younger than me.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I've dated all ages. Usually older, but I've been seeing someone who's a little younger. But usually I date older on my age. But it's funny because my friend, I was with her the other day, and she's got a daughter who's 22 who's about to marry a 40-year-old. And she proves. She's like, my daughter's really mature. He's a doctor. Like, whatever. She's really happy for them.
He's a doctor.
I don't know. But to me, I'm like, really? Like, that would concern me. Like, that just seems like a huge friggin' age gap. 20 years. I don't know how that's going to go down.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor. You should like him. I mean, he's a Jewish doctor. I don't know if he's a Jewish doctor. But,
old perv.
Exactly. Okay. We can move on to our topic.
And our topic, again, is
pornophobia.
Pornophobia.
Yeah. That's because we like it. This was actually, there was an article, a really interesting article that Stanley Siegel wrote about called Curing Pornophobia on in Psychology Today. We're going to post this all on our website. But we were reading this article and we were, there's a bunch of stuff that comes out that always comes up around porn. And like I said at the beginning, some of the questions are, do I watch it too much? You know, a lot of men hide it. Women disapprove of it, or maybe they do it as a separate thing. And I think it could really be bringing into be a couple experience. You know, you guys could do it together. I mean, I have to say, when I was in my 20s and I didn't understand that when I was dating someone, when I was like 22 and he watched porn, I was one of those women who I did feel threatened. I did feel like, does he want me to have fake blonde, you know, fake boobs and big blonde hair? And does he want me to do all these things? Like, it's confusing. It's a confusing message because you're like, this is what he's watching. And then he has sex with me and I'm not doing that. And I think that's why porn can also mess up our culture in some ways, because a lot of people learn how to have sex through porn. And lots of times what we see in porn is not necessarily what is going to work for a woman or a guy. It just looks good visually. But just that movement that you're seeing on camera doesn't translate into the bedroom. It was shot just for cinematic purposes. So I think porn can also send some messages to people. Like, if that's how you learn about sex, it's not necessarily how you should have sex. So as often as porn is suppressed and banned, it's never held down long because it's still one of the biggest parts of the internet. As we know, sex has been why the internet has, like, proliferated. And all technology.
I think everything. Everything.
Everything goes back to sex.
You can think of any type of medium. Porn is involved.
Exactly. So pornography time statistics. So I've got some interesting stats here about porn. Every second, $3,000 is spent on pornography. $3,076 every second. Every second, 28,000 internet users are viewing pornography every second. Every second, 372 internet users are typing adult search terms into search engines.
Oh, I can tell you that.
Every 39 minutes, a new pornographic video is being created in the United States. This is all U.S. stats. So pornography is more popular than you might think. Nearly 80%, 87% of men and 76% of women reportedly visit adult entertainment sites. And I think that's true. I think that women are watching porn more. Do you know a lot of your female friends watch porn?
I know a couple that are into it.
Yeah?
But can I tell you something real quick about that?
Yeah, tell me something.
I did this blog post about – it was top 10 porn stars that gone Hollywood. So they transitioned from doing porn to motion pictures and television. And I have because of that one blog post, I have 3,000 visitors to my blog every day.
Because of that one post?
Because of that one post.
How do you know that's why?
Because I can see the Google search terms.
Okay.
And it tells me how many people visit that blog
post.
Wow. 3,000 a day.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And,
yeah. Well,
and in the past year I did – in that year that I did all those, I did 800 blog posts, and that one is just like – just crazy.
That's crazy. Well, it's true because that's what everyone's looking for. So there's pornographic pages overall on the internet, 420 million pornographic pages. And that's 12% of the total websites are pornographic. That's a lot.
12% of the internet?
12% of the internet is porn. So this is important to talk about.
So why isn't sexwithemily.com a porn site?
Exactly. Do you know that all my friends, when I started, they're like, just get naked and put some pictures of yourself on your site.
Good.
I'm trying to make a living doing sex with Emily, and I'm not getting naked on the website. But all my
get
friends.
Get other people naked. That's what you do.
Who should I get naked? My interns? My who? Why what?
No, you can buy stock footage.
Just put up some naked pictures. Yeah. That's not the direction I'm going. We are educational. We are informative. We are improving people's sex lives and not through by putting naked
sex
pictures.
Sex with Emily after hours.
There's 420 million pages of sex. I don't think we need more. So the top worldwide search for the keyword sex on Google, number one comes from Pakistan.
Okay.
Because it's so repressed there. Mm-hmm. I just got an email from someone in Pakistan today who said, I can't access your website. It is blocked. So.
EmilyMorris.com.
It's true. If you want to listen to the show at work, just do EmilyMorris.com instead of Sex with Emily.
Like the code.
Like the code. Morris like the code. Number two country is Vietnam. Number three is India. Four, Egypt. Five, Morocco. Six, Indonesia. Seven, Malaysia. Eight, Turkey. Nine, Poland. 10, Philippines. So we're not even on the list.
That's weird.
I know. You'd think we would be. But Pakistan, like, you know, they're just repressed, you know. Okay.
It's a tiny country compared to all the other ones.
Yeah. I know. But they can't, they're not allowed, you know, all the repression that goes on there with women and sex. You're only supposed to have sex to procreate.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're not afraid that the government's, like, looking at their computer, typing it in.
I know. Well, the thing is, they're probably typing it in and nothing's coming up because everything's blocked. So they're probably, like, furiously trying to get it from me. How sad. They can't get any of these 420 million pages. Okay, the worldwide pornography revenues. In China, it's $28 billion. South Korea, $26 billion. Japan, $20 billion. And U.S., $13 billion. So we are less than the revenue spent in it. Is less than Japan, South Korea, and China.
Why are we not in the porn business is what I'm trying to say right now.
I don't know
right
why we're not in the porn business. I'm in the sex business, but I'm not making as much money as these friggin' porn sites. But I'm working on it, okay? So that's just some interesting facts I thought you'd like to know about porn.
The facts hurt my feelings.
Why?
It just says...
Because we're not watching enough porn in the United States of America?
No, that we're not making enough money off of porn in the United States of America. It seems like this is where we shoot most of it. You know?
I know, it's true. Totally.
At least maybe that's ignorant. God.
How you doing today, baby?
Tired.
I know.
Tired day.
Too.
I was up late last night. I'm not feeling very well.
You were up late again last night?
Yeah.
Why?
I had to pick up all my freaking coworkers. They all went off to Hawaii.
Why doesn't your company pay for cabs? What do you mean?
Well, they're my friends. I've been friends with them forever. They asked me to come pick them up.
You're a nice friend. What time did you pick them up?
See, you're a bad friend.
No, I'm not picking anyone up. I'm like, I'd rather give you $30 for a cab.
Wow.
I mean, unless, like,
if you said that to me on the phone, I probably wouldn't call you back again.
What time were they flying in? What time were they flying in? No, honey, I'd pick you up.
They were flying in, it was like 8:50, and then
they were delayed, and
they're delayed
luggage,
until
nightmare.
Like 9:50.
And you got to loop and loop and loop, and they yell at you to move. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so why she might not like porn. So we're talking about this earlier, why when women watch porn, they don't always see it in the same way as men. They want to know, is that what you want from me? Do you wish that I look like that? She feels like she has to perform like a porn star. Like, I think a lot of younger girls, like if you watch these sex tapes of these girls, like I think everyone thinks they have to like be like a porn star. These concerns are along the same lines as men thinking like, is my penis big enough and all that stuff. Women are like feel inferior because men are watching porn.
There's nothing wrong with women performing like porn stars. What's wrong with that? You're talking like it's a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but the thing is, it's not bad, but they're thinking that they have to do some of the stuff is just for visual or like they should be doubly penetrated or have anal sex right away or whatever because that's what they're seeing. In porn, and they're thinking that's what their guy wants. So I just think it's something that you guys need to talk about and realize that men watch porn for a lot of different reasons, and it's not to replace their girlfriend usually, typically, right?
No, never.
Never.
To replace their girlfriend, the guy's just like watching it. They're not going to do it just
It's like a separate thing. Yeah. It's like going to the gym for them. Like they got to just do it. So, okay, how do you introduce porn into your relationship? Now, some guys might be thinking, like, I don't want to introduce porn in my relationship. It's my own thing. But it can be – you can still have it be your own thing, and you can still go in the basement and surf whatever porn sites you want to. But also, you could try to make it a couple thing and, like, get her into it. So first, discover her feelings about it. So talk to her and be like, how do you feel about porn? Have you ever seen porn? Do you like it? What turned you on? And then you can find out if it's a good idea. So if she's like, yeah, I've seen it. I kind of like it. But some of it's kind of gross. You can find out what she likes. So talk it out. Has she watched it? What did she like? Was there any – she's like, I really like girl and girl. Like a lot of women like girl and girl action. So, you know, or they like more plot lines. So you could talk to them and say, you know, you have to be ready for the idea that she might be in something too that you're not into.
Yeah.
But there's ways to find – so for watching porn together, and this is where we're going to talk about our favorite Adam and Eve again – porn for couples. If you go to their website, adamandeve.com, they've got a whole section and they literally have like thousands of DVDs. But there are porn that are specially made for couples. And if you go to AdamEve.com, use coupon code Emily at checkout, you get 50% off most items, a free DVD, free gift, the Kim Kardashian sex DVD, and free shipping, which is amazing. So some porn for couples is like Kama Sutra, Intimate Encounters, 101 Positions for Lovers, Candida Royale's Femme. There's a lot of popular movies. And they say that couple sex movies are usually adult movies with a strong plot line, because women like the plots, or an educational theme, though you do find occasional homegrown styles with amateurs in the mix. You could also do how-to videos. Adam and Eve has a bunch of how-to videos, so you can like watch with your partner, like how to become better at bondage, how to become better at oral sex, female ejaculation. You could watch a DVD and you could learn how to make your partner ejaculate. So these are all cool things that you could do to enhance your sex life together. So make sure that if you are bringing porn in a relationship, that you do it together. That you're like, let's go shopping online together, or go to a local store, or whatever works for you. Visit a sex shop together. I don't know where you live, but most towns got a sex shop.
It was so funny. This other radio show that I used to do, we would have a movie reviewer in every Friday. And she was like really into like classical movies, like anything that's like Oscar worthy, you know, that's what she liked. But one time we forced her to watch the most expensive porn ever made, and it had a budget of $1 million.
Okay.
And it was called Pirates. So look that up.
And, okay.
Check it out. I actually want to watch it to see how good the quality of the movie is.
Right. When was it made?
It was made in 2005. It's called Pirates.
It was the most expensive one ever made. I wonder if there's
$1
been more expensive ever since. Okay.
Well, they have a top 10 list of 10 most expensive porn movies. So you can find that out on the Google.
On the Google. So this whole experience of like doing it together, like make it fun, make it playful. Like you don't have to watch the whole movie, but just like make sure that you find something that you're both into. And if you are a dude and you're going to pick out the porn, like, make sure you don't start with your crazy, craziest fantasy. Like, she doesn't need to know all the weird stuff that you're into right away.
Yeah.
Like, so make it more benign.
Stepping on lobsters barefoot and stuff like that.
Exactly.
People do that, believe me.
They do?
I've heard about it. It's terrible.
What, on porn, they step on lobsters barefoot?
Yeah, you know, because people have that fetish of, like, stepping on stuff because of the sound, like, barefoot. You hear about that?
No.
Sorry if you're into it, but I think it's disgusting. But there's like videos of just like bare feet, of women's feet, like stepping on things. I think they're called like smash videos.
Are these
videos.
Guys with foot fetishes?
Yeah, but it's a special type of foot fetish where they step on things. And like the sound like gets them horny, like stepping on potato chips and friggin' stuff like that.
If you go to Adam and Eve, you can see that they have about 70 different categories of porn, like anal, double D, whatever, like a million of them. Crazy. Okay, pornography. But here's the thing about porn, which I think people don't understand, and this is going to get a little heady here for you, but for everyone. But I'm gonna explain this, that pornography speaks to a deeper part of us. So the reason why we're attracted to certain kinds of porn, this is from Psychology Today. It says that our private fantasies during sex are often more exciting than what you're actually physically doing. So do you fantasize during sex?
Sometimes. Yeah.
And isn't that sometimes more, that's what gets you over, brings you to orgasm. Self-styled pornography is constantly running in our head. So when we're having sex, we focus on the images, the thoughts, or stories from our imagination that truly arouses us, especially when our true desires are not aligned with the experience at hand. So you could be having vanilla sex with some girl, but in your mind, you're thinking about a gangbang, or you're thinking about, I don't know what you think about, God knows, some woman pouring tequila down your throat. I don't know.
I always tell you, I think about past sexual experiences.
Right, right, right.
Because that's real.
And that's not what's happening right now. So a dirty little secret is that our hidden fantasies are what makes us climax. So it's the things in our mind that we're not sharing with our partner at that time is what makes us climax. And the reason why we do this, like the reason why, if you want to understand the psychology behind it, is because pornography speaks to the deepest level of sexuality in all of us. Studies say that at some point during the heightened sexuality of adolescence, we unconsciously eroticize our unmet needs or unresolved conflicts. And these take us into adulthood. So let me tell you what this means. For example, let's say you're a dude and you have a fetish for women with red hair. It could be because you had a wicked stepmother who was abusive towards you when you were 9 years old. And some way that you could make peace with this is to eroticize women with red hair. And so you always have to be with a redhead. Mm-hmm. And until you figure out what those things are for you, you know, you could either overcome this if it becomes a problem in your life, or you can just understand like your sexual desires and like where they come from. Like, do you have anything weird that you're in, that weird? Do you have anything that you're into?
I like women with black hair.
Yeah, you always hot. Like brown brunette. Was your first love a brunette?
Not brunette, black hair, like dark black hair.
Right, that's a brunette kind of.
Yeah, my first girlfriend, she had black hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that could be it.
I've dated, you know, platinum blonde girls too.
But you just don't love it?
Yeah, it's not my favorite. But I mean, it has to look good on them too. Like, you know, some girls look better blonde than with black hair,
that's
you know?
It's true. Have you ever talked to your friends about what kind of porn they like? The guys don't talk about this stuff. Women talk about this stuff all the time.
Yeah, you guys talk about everything in detail down to how big
his
meter is.
That's what we do. Exactly. Oh, my God, all the time. And I've literally been in restaurants where I'm like, well, it's like this, it's like that. Yeah, well, when they ask, like just my good friends.
Why?
I'm not gonna
Why do you want to?
Because it's interesting. So
it's weird because you guys think that we talk about this stuff, but we don't. We just don't care.
We get into it. Men, I told you, they're like, this is how men talk about sex. Like, did you bang her? Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Did you bang? Women are like, I banged him. I had an orgasm on top and on bottom. And then he went down on me for 30 minutes. And then we rolled over. And then he did this from behind. And then, like, we go into all the details. And then I told you how every single one of my friends orgasms, like top, bottom, rear, needs a vibrator, doesn't, because that's what we talk about. It's fun being a woman. Never a dull moment and always conversations to be had.
Because all you guys eventually use that information against each other. See, that's where you guys mess up.
What do you mean we use it against each other? What planet?
Let me tell you something, okay? Separate yourself from your friends, okay? Because you're going to like, well, me and my friends aren't like that. Well, some people are this way. It's very hard to find women that have friends that are lifelong friends. It's very hard to find those people. Like people, oh, this is my girlfriend that I've had since I was a little girl.
Right.
You know, they somehow, some way have a falling out and then they'll be like friends for like 10 years or something like that or five years. And then they're like, oh, F that bitch. I never want to talk to her ever again. And you guys share with the most intimate, dark secrets
and
ever.
And then they break up their friendship and then they publish on the internet.
Yeah, and they tell other girls about it and then everyone knows your information.
Yeah. I've had the same friends forever, but I know that a lot of women do not have that. But I've nurtured, like, to me, my friendships are the things that I'm most proud of.
Yeah.
That I've had forever. But I get what you're saying. A lot of women have falling outs and they fight.
Yeah, so, I mean, just be careful with the people you share things with.
Right, that's true. I've learned that, actually, when I, by mistake, you remember this, told a guy. Like, this is the thing, when you're dating someone and you feel super close and comfortable and you just had sex and you're lying in bed and you're, like, whatever, and I shared something with him that was I should not have shared, and we broke up 2 months later and he told my friend the secret and it was like horrible, like it wreaked such havoc. So be careful, I think, who you share with lovers, like guys that you dare, women you just start dating. Like, I don't think that,
yeah,
because sex, when you have sex with someone, you feel like intimately close, like instantly closer, and I don't think it's a great idea to share.
And a lot of this information, it does no good for,
like, I had no reason to tell this guy this secret.
Yeah,
it was stupid.
There's no information, even like girls that are with for 3 years. There's information I don't need to tell them for what?
Right.
For what? It's not going to benefit me in any way.
We like to talk and to share and make us feel better. So that's what we do.
I'm freaking safe, man. Like, I'm not going to say anything to anybody. I don't care if I have like a huge falling out with somebody. It's karma. It'll come back and bite you in the ass. So I just lock it up.
Okay. Continuing with pornography, we're almost done here. Problems with pornography. A common source of fear against pornography is a claim that it causes violent behavior. Have you heard this before? The people who are trying to stop pornography?
Well, I mean, because they've seen some pornography, some of the pornography is pretty violent.
Yeah, it is. It is. But exposure to pornography might make some people less likely to commit sexual crimes, they say, and because of the availability of it, they're able to use porn as an outlet rather than to go kill someone. So they're saying that it's not. Studies say that. And some people say another problem with it is that it means that you're cheating. So there's some women who...
Crazy women.
Women who think that when their boyfriend watches porn, they're cheating on him. And I think that, again, like we talked about, sometimes it's exploring your deepest, you know, your deepest psychological self. Mm-hmm. And men watch porn for other reasons and it's not cheating. But again, it can be used as a tool to increase the passion in your relationship. Porn. Yeah, what? Have you ever watched porn with a woman?
No, no, no.
No, just this one that you're talking about.
I had women bring it up, like, oh, we should. I'm like, it's feel weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done it that much, but I've done it, and it's hot. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy that
Then you have to share what kind of porn you like, too.
I know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Let the woman, this is what, if you learn anything from this, is let the woman lead the charge. Ask her what turns around. Don't bring all your freaky shit on the first date.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I like facials. Like, oh, this collaboration of all facial shots, like... And she's like, oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's why you gotta work
really
together.
I'm not really into that, too. I was just playing.
You're like, yeah, me neither. I'm totally not down. But, and I also, we always hear from men, too. Like, I masturbate every day to porn. Is that a problem? Mm-hmm. And I want to say, never a problem. It's not a problem, porn, if you masturbate every day and you watch porn. It's only a problem if it's a problem. Like, are you not going to work anymore? Are you not wanting to have sex with your partner anymore? Are you not leaving the house? Like, it's a problem when it is wreaking havoc on other parts of your life. That is when it's a problem.
Yeah.
So, are we?
We got to wrap it up.
Okay, oh my God, this is amazing.
Can we say what's up to Artie Lang and Nick DiPaolo?
That's
going to be up next on the Sirius.
Yeah, what's up, Artie Lang, Nick DiPaolo?
Dude, you guys are freaking awesome. Love you. Gods.
We do love you, and we're honored to be here on SiriusXM Extreme Talk 165. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.